Emergency room nurses all have stories. Some tragic, some heroic, some hilarious. But every emergency room nurse I've ever met all have a few of, you know, those stories. The ones where a sheepish patient tries and fails to explain how that perfectly ordinary household object got stuck in a rather embarrassing bodily orifice.
I can tell you that this is a true statement. Uh-huh.
We're going to talk about this. It really is amazing how many people forgetfully leave cylindrical-shaped objects lying around, perfectly upright, ready to assault an unwilling and conveniently pants-free victim.
Or loose shorts. Loose shorts also work. I've seen that.
With no underwear.
Yes.
Welcome to 5-Minute Friday. And oh, if you haven't figured it out yet, this one is definitely not safe for work unless you work in an emergency department.
That's right. Keep your headphones on unless you work in the emergency department. History is messy,
weird, wild, anything but boring.
We're rainy day rabbit holes,
exploring the unhinged side of history, politics, and culture.
Let's fall down the rabbit hole.
Okay, so Jody, today's article made me think of you. You're welcome. I heard about this one on one of my favorite new podcasts, The Skeptic Rat, and I knew it would make a perfect 5-Minute Friday. So today, I'm not going to talk about Japan or cannibals.
Or do you think this doesn't happen in Japan, Shay?
Oh, I'm sure it does. Today, we're actually going to France.
Oh.
And today...
So this is like, it feels very bougie.
Yes, it is.
It's the bougie version of this...
Bougie booty.
Of this hobby. Accident. However you want to classify it.
Hobby. Today, it's all about butt stuff.
Hmm.
Get ready.
Hold on, I'm going to look up the French word for butt. I did take 3 years of... French.
I know, I don't you think say we that every that. Time we mention French.
Yeah. I don't think we covered this though. Pretty sure. Oh, it's le boot.
Le boot.
Okay,
le boot.
I like it.
Today it's all about le boot stuff.
Stuff, yes.
So get ready. All right. This article comes from Vice by Amber Rawlings, dated February 2nd, 2026. Now, this is kind of a long article, so we're just going to read through it, and then Jody can give me your thoughts, but feel free to interject. All right. Here's the title of... Actually, I'm going to skip the title of the article. I'm going to bury the lead a little bit here.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, they gave it away in the title, huh?
They did. On Saturday night, in a relatively quiet area of Toulouse... In southwest France, a 24-year-old man was rushed to the hospital. He had an 8-inch-long World War I artillery shell crammed into his rectum.
I mean, the shape is right.
The shape is right.
The size?
Does it have a flared base?
And the the impact of that.
Jody, the shell was live.
That's what I was wondering. I figured. Holy smokes.
As he approached... Rangel Hospital was evacuated, staff and patients running for cover as the bomb squad was called in and the fire brigade stood by. The unnamed man is now fine.
Why is he unnamed? We need his name.
I mean, he's definitely sore. And he's going to have some tough conversations with his parents and the police that are due to interview him about the handling Category A munitions next week. But at least he's not the twitching heap of flesh who obliterated the proud city of Toulouse with his big anal sex toy experiment.
Oh my gosh.
That said, we definitely still have questions. Question, what's it like telling a doctor you've got an artillery shell up your butt, knowing that it could take out him, the building, and everyone else in it?
Yeah, did he know it was live when he put it in there?
I think so.
Oh, good God. He likes to really go on the edge.
Yeah, that takes edging to a whole new level. Picture the scene. You're on a gurney rolling through the fluorescent corridors of Rangel Hospital. Every bump sends a fresh wave of agony through your body as the metal shifts, possibly nearing your intestines by now. Oh, God. I just clenched my butthole. There's an 8-inch artillery shell lodged in your rectum, and it might be live. As you stare up at the ceiling, you're less concerned about the pain than the fact that you're one jolt away from going down in history as the man who accidentally blew up a French hospital with his butt bomb.
Wow.
The articles will write themselves. They'll refer to you vaguely as an unnamed Frenchman with a dubious social life, At least until the Netflix researchers dig up every detail of your existence for the 6-part documentary.
Yes.
Then the actor playing you in the big screen Safdie Brothers adaptation. I Googled 24-year-old actor just now, and the one that came up was Caleb McLaughlin. We'll go full method, amplifying your faults, playing your trauma for laughs, becoming an avatar of you that entirely irons out the nuances of who you really were and what you did. This stuff will outlive you by decades. You'll be mulch in the ground and people will still be laughing about your exploding arsehole in cocktail bars all over the world.
Oh my gosh.
Question. At what point would you realize you needed medical attention? Let's not be misers about this. I hope the guy got at least a few minutes of enjoyment. I hope he got
Did he complete his process before?
I hope he got to take a seat. Maybe he was forced to stand. And relish the feeling of being filled up by history.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, this article. Why do I say this? Because at some point, the satisfaction wore off and the realization that a potentially massacre-level emergency was trapped in his anus kicked in. And I can't think of a worse moment any person could have.
Wow.
Did he have a family or other loved ones nearby?
Right. Who did he call to take him to the hospital? Did you just call, like,
right,
not 911 there? I imagine it's something else, but
it's probably a 999 or something. Was there time for them to call him an embarrassment, or was it straight on the phone to the hospital? If I was his parent, I know I would have at least considered attempting a DIY extraction.
Yep. Yep.
There's something about Mary penis in the zipper style. Slip it out, clean it up, take the life shell to a bit of French wasteland, someone else's problem, and sweep the whole affair under the rug. Then I'd hide granddad's antique rifle before he got any other ideas.
Oh my God. This is definitely, I don't even have stories anymore. This one wins.
I was like, I don't even need to write a story for this. Just read this amazing article. Question. How does a 24-year-old end up with a World War I artillery shell in the first place? To be honest, I'd have thought that the shoving a historical relic up your butt face comes later in life. It's after you get a podcast. Is that our next step, Jody? Is now we're going to start putting a historical objects inside of us?
You got to up your game. You got to up your game. Keep yourself relevant.
It's going to be our new OnlyFans. We go buy antiques and shove them up our cooch.
This is from, well, everything will be from the 1880s.
Yes, because
that's our era.
But somehow we have to form a flared base for all of them because we care about sexual safety.
Do we clean off all the animal poo and everything that was all over the place then? Or do we just...
I guess in our minds, everything's covered in a layer of crap. Yeah.
I love that patina. Yes.
Okay. All right. Back to this article. So the shoving the historical relic up your butt phase comes later in life, at least in your late 20s. When an 88-year-old Frenchman put a World War I artillery shell up there a few years back, it felt right. I mean, what else is there to do at that age?
I mean, if you only got so much time left, you got to choose wisely what you spend it on.
Exactly. If you're like, if I go out this way, at least I will have gone out a hero.
People will not forget me.
No.
I will be remembered forever.
Yes. I wonder if this particular piece of ordnance was the same brand as the 88-year-old's. The picture of his chosen shell made it look quite smooth and nice. Like any reasonable person would look at it and consider putting it in an orifice.
Right.
But if you'd, say, just dug it up from the garden and it was half fossilized, that's a bumpier ride.
Right. That's how I was picturing
yes,
it. Like a little bit of rust.
I know.
And then the rough edges.
If he did just stumble across the shell while digging around in the mud one day, was it a case of hauling it out and going straight to work? Or did he set aside somewhere secret for a rainy day when there wasn't anything good on TV? Maybe it was a big treat. Maybe there'd been a few weeks of shoving smaller, then incrementally bigger, bits of war debris up there. Oh. First,
I imagine this guy, every time he sees anything tapered, is like,
First, a .303 rifle round, then a Mauser, then the artillery shell is kind of a magnum opus.
Oh my gosh.
When he took it from the shoebox at the back of his wardrobe, he might have felt quite chuffed with himself, like he'd really earned the experience. My God. Can this writer win a Pulitzer
Prize? I thought you wrote this, actually. I thought you were doing your creative stuff. I thought you took over at some point. No,
this is Amber Rawlings, my new hero.
Yeah, no kidding.
my new journalistic hero. Other people are doing the hard work of covering the illegal war in Iran and all the terrible things that, Trump is doing.
100 illegal acts of the president of the United States.
Amber Rawlings is doing the hard work of covering people shoving stuff up their butt. And I, for one, salute you.
Hero.
Question. What makes a World War One shell more appealing than, say, a nice Roman coin? Well, the shape, obviously. That's me. I don't know if there's a subreddit somewhere operating some kind of point system when it comes to putting things up your butt.
I bet there is. I love her.
But I'd be of the opinion that if he were to shove several smaller things up there, maybe 5 World War One bullets and or a few Byzantine coins, he'd get a more prolonged sense of satisfaction. With a solitary shell, the shame kicks in fast. You're one and done. Multiple items, you think, delays the regret. He could have still been riding high while on the phone to the paramedics.
Oh my God.
Question. Was this a solo endeavor, or do you have friends who are into this? Apparently, local media was speculating that the incident might have had something to do with his social life. 3 ways you can read that. 1, it's a homophobic insinuation. 2, it actually points to the lack of a social life.
Yeah, like, I was thinking that.
Maybe this wouldn't have happened if he'd spent more time playing, I don't know this word, P-E-T-A-N-Q-E, pentak? Pitak. Pit-an-cue. It's a game, apparently, that's French. Okay, Jody, look it up.
I am.
And with the magic of editing, it won't have taken any time, but I'm leaving my mispronunciations in here because it's fun.
It's a French outdoor game of skill, precision, and strategy. It looks like bocce ball.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But with smaller balls.
Easier to stick up the rectum.
Yeah, that's exactly. They look like they might fit, but they won't come. Dangerous. There's no tapered end.
Do not put balls up your butt unless they are attached by a string. Okay. So if he had spent more time playing that game with his mates, maybe this wouldn't have happened. And 3, perhaps there's a whole underground subculture of French lads hoping to get their hands on a nice bit of war shrapnel. Get a few beers in and borrow granddad's metal detector.
Oh my God.
Maybe we're misreading Glorious Tragedy. Maybe somewhere a Shell Straddlers group chat has found a new hero.
Oh my gosh.
Shell Straddlers.
We need to, when this posts, we need to tag her somehow in something.
Oh, we are going to,
so that
to,
she
yes.
can see this. And then I would like to make this a formal invite to come be on our show. Please. Because you sound hilarious.
We love you. We will buy you whatever drinks that you enjoy. All right.
We'll have a bartender here for you.
Yes. It will be my dog, but that's all we can afford.
But when you see him.
Yes, you will fall in love. All right. Finally, we must consider the possibility that this was a copycat crime. In which case, we may have to ask whether media coverage of the 88-year-old's escapades back in 2022 helped create this emergency, and whether or not this article might lead to a future one.
Amber.
You're creating an epidemic, Amber. Final question. What would have happened if the shell had been extracted, then blown up to loose, and the guy had lived?
Oh, yeah.
Would a court deem it sexual misadventure? A slap on the wrist? Or domestic terrorism? Going to prison as a terrorist would be bad enough. But going to prison as a terrorist because you shoved a live World War One shell up your butt and wiped out an ancient Roman city? You're toast. You think they treat sexual predators bad in prison?
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking in my head. Yes.
Didier, Jacques, Pierre, whatever your name is, if you're reading this, please get in touch. We just want to understand.
Oh, wait, is that his name?
No, he's unnamed. Oh, I'm just making it up.
Oh, got you. Okay.
So, as you might have guessed, the title of this is A Man Turned Up at Hospital with a Live World War One Artillery Shell in His Butt. All right.
World War One.
So, you can follow Amber on Instagram, which I'm going to now, at Amber Rawlings. That's AmberRawlings. So let's go all follow Amber Rawlings on Instagram. Oh my God. And thank her for her excellent reporting. This is the stuff that we need to know right now because it distracts us from the other stuff. I need this. So you are doing
the Lord's work,
a service. Yes. You are doing Goddess's work.
I do have some questions. Like, was this the first time? And this is the, it just didn't, he got it stuck this time. Is he successful in using this item before and
right.
extracting it?
All right. I mean, no notes, right?
No notes.
No notes. That was perfect.
No notes. Except for everybody follow Amber. I'm going to follow Amber.
I know.
She's freaking hilarious.
I don't think we even need to add anything to this.
This journalist is top notch right here.
I know. She needs awards.
That was some
this
great.
This was the perfect story.
Mm-hmm.
So Jody, tell us.
People have called me that before. I was like, whoa, Shane whipped that out.
Jodas?
Jodas Priest.
Tell us, has anyone ever shown up to your hospital with anything nearly as exciting stuck up their butt?
I don't think that exciting. Like, we have not had to evacuate.
Okay.
And I've not been an ER nurse, so I only get the tales from my friends.
That's right.
Or the post, because sometimes they are admitted into the hospital after extraction. I've taken care
when
of a couple
they have
of
to have surgery.
Patients. And you have to be very, I can't be the person I am in real life.
Where you're like, I have questions.
Wait, nope. I have to act like this is a normal day. He got a sliver in his toe
in
and
his
we extracted
butt.
It. And notice I say he.
Well, okay. So one of my mom's best friends was an emergency room nurse for years and years mm-hmm. and years. And she had some good stories. She told me the one that was the most kind of like cringing was when a woman came in with a light bulb in her vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah, that you told me that. That's terrifying.
Yeah, they had to surgically extract it. And they were just like so terrified because if it had shattered,
yeah,
it would have
one
lacerated.
Yeah. Pieces.
Like, how do you recover from that?
Right.
But the one that was the best was the guy came in and he had put, you know, the plastic coffee and it has like caution contents hot on it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He had stuck that up his urethra.
Yeah. That's another thing people like to do. It's pretty fascinating.
She said
sounds
when they
horrifying.
X-rayed it, you could read the concoction.
That's hot. Hot. Well, yeah, that's I've heard that before because we did have a patient who put a remote control up his hiney, and we took an X-ray of that, and you could see the numbers.
Could he change the channels by farting?
Right. We all had questions about things like that, but you could see the numbers on the.
This is what I'm always like. I have a hard time using remotes in hotels without
right.
wiping them down.
I try not to consider these things.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go really is.
Okay. So one time my brother and I were, when we get together, sometimes we'll do like these little road trips. Now that we go to Japan together, we don't feel the need to do that as much. So we're like, we'll just go to Japan instead. But we were staying at this hotel in Paulsbo. And it was kind of a shitty hotel, but it was like the cheapest thing we could find at that time. We were just staying for one night. And he'd asked me for some ibuprofen. I gave it to him and he put it down on the coverlet on the bed. And I'm like, Jason, what are you doing?
Now I'm going to eat somebody's germs.
That's disgusting. And he's like, what? And I was like, do you not realize every hotel room is covered in jizz?
On the floor, on the bed. I know. I try not to think about these things when I'm laying on my head on a pillow. And I'm like, oh, God, I'll go crazy.
I was like, think of it like, you know how you get a glazed donut where it's kind of just like drizzled over the donut?
Oh, my
That's
gosh.
Your hotel room.
Oh, no.
With jizz. Covered in jizz.
Staying home.
All right. So, well, there you go, my friends. Go forth and please, for the love of all that's holy,
tie a string to it.
Only put designated sex objects in your orifices.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I feel like there's no shame in your kink. Like,
no.
Do what you got to do.
If you really want to put really big things up
but
your butt,
let's find things that are meant to go there
they
safely.
Make the biggest. Things to put up your orifices that you ever could. Just shell out a little bit of money and then you can boil it and it's sanitary. Like, and you can reuse it. And it's, even if it takes you to the emergency room, at least it will be, oh, it's just a butt plug.
Yeah,
your
right.
butt. It was too big.
Right.
You bit off more than you can chew.
There's not a lot of discussion in the break room about it. Okay.
Yeah. But when you stick something like that, unless you're going for that attention, unless you're attention starved and you're like, I'm going to put this, see how many micro machines I can fit up my rectum. Actually, it was Hot Wheels cars that my friend, she said this guy was trying to see how many he could fit up.
I've heard of this, actually. He
and
must
one
be
of
famous.
Them traveled like into yes. his intestines.
Yes, I've heard of this. He had a traffic jam.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, people are amazing and beautiful and wonderful and so weird. Never stop sticking stuff up your butt, please, people, because it's just great. I mean... Oh, this is so good. All right. Well, yeah, if you decide to stick designated sex objects up your orifices, just use lots of lube. And for God's sake, please make sure they have a flared base. Amen. All right. You've been listening to Rainy Day Rabbit Holes. We thought maybe you had forgotten. How could you forget? We are your hosts, Shay.
And Jody.
And you can find all things on our website, rainydayrabbitholes.com, like sources, notes, pictures, links, whatnot. That beautiful website is designed and managed by the amazing and talented Letha Davis at easybreezy.com. That's easy breezy. EASYBRZY.com. All episodes are edited and produced by me, Shay, and you can reach out with any questions or comments at shay@rainydayrabbitholes.com. That's SHEA. Thanks for listening. Please share the podcast with your friends and family and stay curious.
See you down the rabbit hole.
Tired of sugar-coated news and corporate spin? Check out The Nicole Sandler Show. Speaking truth to power with the irreverence it deserves. Smart, fearless, and just the right amount of snark. Nicole breaks down the headlines, exposes the hypocrisy, and talks with the people working for real change. Weekdays at 3 Eastern, noon Pacific on Progressive Voices, NicoleSandler.com, Substack, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't just get the news, get the truth.